Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Okay. All right, let's talk to Kevin McPherson, better known as Hoops Coop, courtesy of Hogville.net. Well, this turned out to be a pretty exciting day, Kev. I was kind of expecting a sweep. Instead, only one, they fall. But would you not say that's the big one that committed to Arkansas today?
Well, he's the five-star out of the duo. They are cousins, and you know they play well together. But he's the five-star national, top 15, pretty much. You know, consensus on that. You know, 6'11", forward center. His length combined with his quickness and speed relative to his position and height, in my opinion, that combination is borderline elite. If it isn't already, and it allows him. We're talking Bo Fall now. Allows him to do things that a lot of players at his position can't do, including get end to end. And so when you talk, you know, extremely fast, and that's what Leighton Blocker brings in the backcourt. So both of them relative positions are explosive and have speed and quickness. And so I envision all kinds of scenarios when you look at 2 5-stars in this early signing period between Blocker getting his ink to paper on Saturday and now Fall today. Now, I don't just see 5-stars. I see guys that are going to complement each other. And I look at what their strengths are, and it gives Arkansas a chance to be not only great in transition offensively, but defensively as well. And I think there will be complementary pieces, one a backcourt, one a front court. You automatically assume that's going to be a good fit. But I think just the way that they're, you know, the physical nature and their athleticism, and then the way they play, and then their, you know, basically their mindset on how they approach the game, too. I think there's a bunch of reasons why these guys are going to play well together. And that's in a year's time. You know, we know that freshmen factor in big in college basketball. We know Arkansas's got 3 5-stars now. We know the first one and done, Moses Moody, was a lottery pick after being the freshman of the year, newcomer of the year in the SEC. So right now the recruiting is at such a high level that when you land, you get signatures from 2 5-stars in the span of 3 days, and you got 3 last year. I can't remember a time, really, even going back to Nolan's era when he had 8 McDonald's All-Americans, some of those were kind of spread out.
Yeah,
right now, I'd say Fall and Blocker are in line for McDonald's All-American consideration and will likely be in that selected. And that would give Arkansas 5 in 2 seasons, which makes what was an unprecedented deal last year even more so. Now, I'm getting ahead of myself, but this is big time, guys.
Well, good. Yeah, you think about it, rarely. I don't know if even going back to the days of Nolan's recruiting, did they ever have back-to-back recruiting years like that? Because, number one, guys stayed for 4 years. So
right.
If you recruited a class like Day, Mayberry, and Miller, you weren't going to get a bunch of 5-stars after that because those guys you weren't going to beat them out for 3 years.
And, that's right.
Same thing with Corliss and Scotty and those guys. And when you have a whole national – so you think about his best recruiting year on paper, no, it didn't turn out that way, was the 96 class, which had 10 guys in it, but they didn't all turn out. So I've got to say, back-to-back, I'm not sure we've ever seen this before.
Yeah. And not just to be smart aleck and correct you, that was the 95 class. They came in together for the 95-96 season.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's right. Yeah.
No, that's okay. You had Kareem Reed, who had sat out,
right,
who was a McDonald's All-American, coming in and playing his first basketball with that recruiting class. So even though technically he wasn't part of it,
yeah,
you know, it was,
he played with,
you know,
it,
and then you had, you know, you go back.
Derek Hood was a McDonald's All-America, I believe, wasn't
he?
Derek Hood, wasn't he a McDonald's
All-America? Absolutely, top 10 player.
He was
rated top 10.
Yeah. So it was a heck of a class, but again, they didn't all stay. And in fact, they started 4 freshmen in the NCAA tournament that year, and even one of those guys, Marlon Towns, didn't stay. The other 3 did.
No, Marlon Towns from Memphis left. If you remember, some publications had him as a third-team high school All-American. He was in the Magic Johnson Roundball Classic, one of the top all-star games back then. It wasn't the McDonald's game, but he was a highly regarded guy. We know Pat Bradley ends up being an all-SEC guy and breaking school records. And then
but
you
not
saw the Juco guys they bought in.
Not, Jack Bradley Pate, wasn't highly recruited. We
Adebayo.
Know that. Yeah, Adebayo, Jesse Pate. You know, yeah, they had some highly
Marcus
recruited
Saxon.
Jucos. Yeah, Saxon, who never played. Yeah,
Kareem Poole, who never played. You
never
had Antoine
played.
Hall from Chicago.
Yeah.
He's probably one of the best leapers in program history. He had a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that was an incredible class, and it reminds you of this last class in a sense because it was so big and such a roster turnover in this last class of 11 newcomers. He got all of those guys to campus. But you think of this as a completely different era and a transfer portal era. But even back then, Mullen had one class that was huge.
Right.
And it was the number one class in the country, even though not everybody made it.
Right. Yeah, this is pretty amazing. And obviously, they're coming to play. And they're obviously, those two guys are probably figuring several of the highly recruited guys on this year's team aren't going to be here. The couple of them being the NBA are gone. So they know they're going to get playing time, right?
Well, that's a big part of it. But here's the other part of it. I think that Musselman's done a masterful job at. Top five recruiting class of 2020, Moses Moody, Jalen Williams, Debo Davis, K.K. Robinson.
Yeah.
But he also brought in Jalen Tate and Justin Smith.
Yeah.
The next year, one high school player who's now left the program, mostly portal.
Yeah.
Last year, we know six freshmen, high school, five from the portal. He's done a masterful job of blending high school and portal. And I think instead of being in an era where players are fearful of playing time, well, I don't know if I want to go to Arkansas because they're going to bring guys out of the portal. He's shown a blueprint. I'm going to play – both. I'm going to play young players.
Yeah.
I'm going to play veterans, and we're going to get to the Elite Eights. So once you start backing it up on the court and branding your players, getting them not only progressing and developing them as players, but you're giving all this exposure and you're the master of the social media machine. All of these things are conspiring in a good way for Arkansas, and that's why you see 2 5 stars off the board. In and of itself, in this early period, that's outstanding. The other part is, these transfer portal guys are going to see in the spring, look, Arkansas's already got 2 5 stars. I'm not going to some place where, everything's just going to be on me. I'll go there to grow as a player, and we're going to have a chance to go a long way. Because I think in this day and age, you can't be great at one or just the other. I think you got to have a balance. Even John Calipari's learned that at Kentucky, because for all those years he's getting all those 5 stars, and as good as some of those teams were, he's got one national title and all that time up there.
That's right.
And they expect more than that. And I think we're starting to see blueprints where you need a good balance of veteran players and young players.
Interesting you'd bring that up because obviously Kentucky's going to have the number one class this year. Nobody's going to be anywhere close to them. But since Calipari's been there, this is, I think, the fifth, it could be the sixth time his recruiting class has been number one. And he's won one national championship. So it's just because you get the talented players doesn't mean all that. Now, Arkansas has signed 2 guys. Can you get a highly recruited can you get a top 5 recruiting class if you just sign 2 or 3 guys? Because Kentucky has obviously signed more than that. But if you just sign 2 guys, where could this class be rated?
Yeah, I think from the high school level, from a quality standpoint, you can make the argument, well, our 2 are as good as any 2 out there.
Right. That's
the
right.
Actual rankings themselves, it may not play out that way because it's going to be a pretty shallow class unless something changes over the next several months with someone who's either signed, committed, and things change in Arkansas. Like Anthony Black. Anthony Black was never committed, but Arkansas really wasn't in the driver's seat while he was waiting until the spring. And so they really turned that when they got him on campus late in the basketball season and turned it. So you always leave that as a possibility. Arkansas could do that. I think they're really going to be focused on that portal. I think with 6 freshmen, some of those guys are going to move on, but they may bring some back. And, I think Musselman has limits on how young he wants to be on his roster. So I think it will be more leaning toward the portal as, when we look at the totality of this 2023 class later.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. Yeah. So there are guys that are going to come to Arkansas that we have no clue who they are at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well said. That's exactly right.
That's right.
All right.
But, the past. Huh?
Well, I was going to say, Kevin, we are approaching the break. And
have you told everybody the surprise coming up?
Yeah, he is on hold right now. Okay. We're just not putting him on hold. And we are a matter of about 15 seconds away from taking the break. So, Bay, I hope you can hear me. Be patient. we got to take a break, and we're going to come back in a moment and visit with Bay Fall, who most recently committed to the University of Arkansas. They, in fact, just hours ago. All right, Rick Schaefer. I'm Randy Rainwater, along with Kevin McPherson, better known as Hoopscoop, courtesy of Hogville.net. Drive Time Sports will continue in a moment.
The number one sports radio show in Arkansas, Drive Time Sports on the Buzz Radio Network.
Drive Time Sports here on the Buzz Radio Network. Rick Schaefer, I'm Randy Rainwater, joined again by Kevin McPherson, been on his Hoop Scoop, courtesy of Hogville.net. Kevin, I'll let you start us off with Bay with the very first question.
Mr. Fall, congratulations on your commitment and signing today with the Arkansas Razorbacks.
Thank you.
I got to watch that on Facebook Live. I know the entire Razorback Nation was tuned in, whether they're in the state of Arkansas or elsewhere. And I just wanted to, first of all, ask you, because I followed your recruitment, I've reported on it, the two visits, mm-hmm. the Arkansas-Kentucky game and being part of that atmosphere back in February. You come back mm-hmm. for an official visit, obviously, the first weekend in October, so not that long ago. But what was your process, mm-hmm. and you know, how long did you feel good about Arkansas? And maybe talk, if you don't mind, and share your thoughts about those two visits that led up to today's commitment and signing.
Man, I've been feeling good, you know, about them, you know, for quite a time right now. But you know, it was a hard decision for me, by the way. But you know, those two visits kind of changed a lot. You know, kind of. You know, open our eyes, like me and my family, where we just seen stuff that we really liked out there, and we just went for it.
Before you were recruited by Arkansas, did you know anything about the university or even the state of Arkansas?
I knew something about the state. I've been there and played there before when I was in eighth grade.
Okay.
You know, I played in Little Rock, you know, and then my pops is from I'm out there, so I know a little bit about it, but not much about the program.
Interesting. Do you know that you're in Colorado, correct?
Yeah.
Do you know that the Denver Broncos are now owned by one of the Walmart heirs, and Walmart is in Arkansas, you know? I hope you're a Bronco fan.
Oh, that's great. That's great. I started watching football. I watched a couple of their games. That's really good.
Having seen you play in person in multiple places throughout your career, even really when you were a ninth grader, I've always been impressed with your quickness and speed relative to mm-hmm. your height and length. So your end-to-end helps you, in my opinion, be an elite defender and finisher in transition.
Right.
But what are some of the strengths, if maybe it's that, or what are some of the things about your game that you think translates to the next level as you continue your basketball journey?
I mean, that for sure that you just mentioned. And then I think, you know, I'm being, you know, comfortable shooting the ball more, you know, and then decision making. You know, I think I can, you know, I make better decisions now than I used to make before, you know, and I'm trying to be more versatile, you know, offensively. Defensively, I'm good. Like, I could guard all five positions. You know, and then I can attack the other teams in some other ways, not just, you know, on the basketball court, like, you know, being a leader vocally and things like that. You know, I think that's a part of my game. That's a part of what makes me, you know, look great, you know, and I'm working on those things.
Now, I saw on social media Layden Blocker, the other five-star commitment, who just signed, actually signee, who signed on Saturday mm-hmm. a few days ago. He was recruiting you on social media, so I kind of want to know about that relationship a little bit. How often do you guys communicate, maybe behind the scenes? I know y'all have competed together, the NBPA Top
right.
100 camp. Y'all were both named mm-hmm. top 10 there. So talk a little bit about that relationship, both playing and getting to know each other.
I mean, it's a great relationship that we have, me and him. You know, he's a great player, you know, a great point guard, you know, probably, you know, one of the best point guards in our class, and if not the best. You know, we've been in touch for a long time. You know, he texts me and checks on me, something that's not like even basketball related. We have a great relationship, and he's been recruiting me ever since. You know, I got the offer, so Mayhem is really cool.
All right, Bay, a lot of us need to be able to kind of visualize or use someone else as a comparison so that we can kind of identify with your game. Kevin kind of talked about it a few moments ago, some of the skills that you've got with this running the floor, et cetera. But if there was a player, and if you want to go NBA, that's fine. If you want to go at the collegiate level, that's fine. Is there one player that you've either, A, kind of patterned your game after, or someone that, that we could draw a comparison and say, that is who Bay Fall is?
I mean, I really don't model my game after, you know, any player. I've never did that before, but I heard a lot of comparisons, you know, like Kevin, someone like Kevin Garnett, you know, I heard about, you know, him and me having similar games and stuff, and I think it makes, you know, it makes sense. You know, we kind of got the same tools. You know, we kind of do the same things, same way. So I'm going to go with Kevin Garnett.
I like that comparison then.
That's a great comparison.
That's right. How hard, you and your cousin were both recruited by all the same schools. How hard was it to make a decision where you would go somewhere where he didn't?
I mean, it was really hard to part ways, you know, not like knowing that we're not going to share the same like college floor. That's really hard for us. You know, we wanted to play together. You know, I wanted to play with him, you know, my whole career, you know, if possible. But, you know, it's what's best for, you know, each of us. And we did that. But, you know, it was really a really hard decision. You know, it's still hard. So I wish him the best. And I'm, you know, I'm going to be here for him. And I'm going to be supportive.
But, hey, how much of a relief is it now that this is all over? Is this a relief to you?
Yeah, it's a relief, you know, it's really exciting, you know, and I'm going to see what life is like without my phone blowing up and, you know, nothing like that, you know, so I'm really excited to see what the, you know, next few times going to be like, you know.
Bay, I was going to ask you, you know by now that Leighton Blocker is a vicious above-the-rim dunker. He likes people to challenge him getting to the rim from the guard spot. Right. He's also a big rebounder. Is there going to be a competition between you guys? As you know, who's the more spectacular dunker? I mean, I got a feeling y'all are going to be challenging teammates when you get to Fayetteville as it is.
I mean, we're going to compete. You know, that's going to help us get better. You know, we're going to compete, obviously. You know, he's a great player, like I said. You know, he got all the, you know, the tools that you need, you know, for a guard. You know, he's a little bouncy and stuff, but better not try to jump with me.
They talk about Coach Musselman in this recruiting process. What was Coach Muss like?
Man, just great guy, you know, high energy guy, really, like, you know, when we first seen him, you know, it was really open to us. You know, he felt really comfortable communicating with him throughout the whole process. You know, and he always have something to say, even something that's not like recruitment related, you know, he's there, you know. And then, you know, I really like his character. I really like his energy during the games. You know, he's going crazy on the sideline and everything. I really love that about him.
How do you feel about the NBA pedigree that coaching staff led by Musselman brings in terms of your development and projecting ahead?
I mean, it's a really good, you know, it's a really good thing. You know, it's a really good plus for them, you know, to have, I think. You know, it's going to be really impacting my game. You know, I'm going to be looking, you know, when I get out of there and when I'm out there, you know, because they was in the NBA and that's where I'm trying to get to. They have the experience. They've been there. You know, I think they can help me with a lot of things that I'm trying to accomplish. You know, I think, you know, they're going to help me, you know, get way better than I am right now. So I'm really grateful for that.
Are you through, Bay? How big, how tall, how much do you weigh? Are you through? Is there any more possibility that you could grow some more?
Right now I weigh like 200 or 205, I think. I gotta check to make sure, but I think I'm 7 feet right now, and I got some more growing to do too.
Wow. And you're gonna enjoy the training table then at Fayetteville.
Yes, sir.
My understanding, it's pretty much nonstop, so I wish I were in your position where I needed to put some weight on.
Yeah, man.
Well, Bay, we are out of time, but we want to say thank you for taking time out of your schedule to visit with us. We wish you the very best, and certainly look forward to seeing you in a Arkansas Razorback uniform. And between now and then, you'll have time to perfect the hog call. If you got the hog call down, got it down to a T.
Man, I got to get the action right.
All right, but yeah,
big thank y'all, man. Thank y'all for having me, man.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate you.
Thank you, buddy.
All right, Kevin, that's it. We're out of time. Good job. That is Kevin McPherson, better known as Hoop Scoop, courtesy of Hogville.net.